Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program you are about to listen is Spiritual Discourse. Title is Akshara Manamalai, presented by Sri Machur Venkatraman. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Sundaram polahamum niyum utra bhinnamayirupum அருணாச்சலாம் அகம் புகுந்தீர்த்துன் அககுகை சிறையாய அமர்வித்ததென்கொள் அருணாச்சலாம் ஆறு காவெனையாண்டனை அகற்றிடில் அகிலம் பழித்திடும் அருணாச்சலாம் இப்பழித்த புனையே நினைப்பித்தாய் இனி யார் விடுவார் அருணாச்சலாம் பெரிதருள் புரிவோய் இதுவோ உனதருள் அருணாச்சலாம் உனையே மாற்றி ஓடாதுள்ளத்தின் மேலுறுதியாயிருப்பாய் அருணாச்சலாம் ஊர் சுற்றுளம் விடாதுனை கண்டடங்கிட உன்னழகை காட்டருணாச்சலாம் என அழித்தி போதனை கலவாவிடில் இதுவோ ஆண்மை அருணாச்சலாம் ஏன் இந்த உறக்கம் என பிறரிழுக்க இது உனக்கழகோ அருணாச்சலாம் ஐம்புல கள்வர் அகத்தினிற் புகும்போது அகத்தினி இல்லையோ அருணாச்சலாம் ஒருவனாம் உன்னை ஒழித்தேவர் வருவார் உன் சூதே இது அருணாச்சலா அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சலாம் அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சலாம் ஆறுக்காவினை ஆண்டனை அகற்றிடில் அகிலம் பழித்திடும் அருணாச்சலம் இப்பழி தப்பு உனை ஏன் நினைப்பித்தாய் இனி யார் விடுவார் அருணாச்சலம் இந்த ஃபோர்த் வர்ஸ் Yesterday we saw Bhagavan expressing his bhava to Arunachalam. In the introduction, Kanahamma has written, on the peaceful, solitary and shady slope of Arunachala, in the solemn, sweet quietude of the innermost tabernacle of his heart, what transpired between him and his Lord Arunachala? The wonder of devotion, of prema bhakti, consummating in non-dual union is unraveled by Bhagavan in verses couched in sentiments of bridal bliss. The effect of these verses, an outpouring of intensely ecstatic devotion, is heightened and enriched by the use of the imagery of bridal mysticism. Yesterday we saw Bhagavan expressing how Arunachala's grace entered his life in Madurai, and from Madurai he was pulled to Trivannamalai and kept captive here, or how he was pulled out of the body awareness and kept established in the inner self. So there is that inner in-between state where the seeker has decided to determine to attain the ultimate. The thirst for, or that, or we cannot say simply thirst, a taste of that divine is revealed to him. And once it is revealed, he cannot leave it. He cannot live satisfied with ordinary pleasures of the world. So he is neither here nor is he established there. So this state is expressed by, actually this is what they call mysticism. Many seekers, you know, they are very fond of this word, mysticism. Actually, there is nothing called mysticism. Mysticism means jnana corrupted by ignorance. Little bit of ignorance remains. So it, we are always, we like the Bhagavan, somewhere says, this modaga. I don't know, many of, perhaps those who have lived in Ramanashram in Trivannamalai for long years, they might be knowing it. A sweet thing which Ganapati keeps in his hand. It is called modaka. And that modaka, inside is sweetness. And that sweetness has its own name. It is called Purna. Purna means whole, infinite. It is made of coconut and jaggery. So it is called Purna, and the outer covering, that salt rice covering, is put around it, and then they call it Modaka. It is a kind of symbol. Usually children, every Vinayaka Chaturthi, a celebration in the name of Ganapati, they will make this modaka, this sweet, as a nivedya, as prasad. So we children, we have almost everyone, children, they do it. They will get disgusted by this covering. Because this covering adulterates the inner sweetness. But old people, they will love to have that adulteration. They will want that sweetness mixed with salt. So that sweet, that salt covering, they have to toil much to put it around. So children, usually they will be wondering why these old people do this. Because you can directly taste the Purna inside. It is, actually the taste is only of that inner thing. You can eat that Purna without salt, but you cannot eat that salty stuff without the inner Purna. So, in this viraha, the pain of separation, in these mystics they say, there is a bliss in this pain of separation. Actually, the bliss is not of the pain, it is the bliss of the self that you get in between. So that bliss comes from the self, and once you have got it in the pure form, you don't want to stay away from it. But your weaknesses, your weakness, your body, your mind, your worldly failings, they pull you back. So in that state, all devotees, all saints, all seekers, they have wept their way to it. See, this is one point that I want to stress. The thing is, there is certain seekers, they think that the guilt that you carry within should be removed. And they find some justification that whatever is happening through you, they bring the highest teaching of non-doership into the seeker state and they say, I am not the doer. But the happiness, the joy will not come. As long as the body and mind carry the dross, the disorder, you cannot be established in that state. You can see the thing happening in all saints. They wept, they burnt the dross in the fire of that dispassion. And that dispassion or the pain of separation itself is the austerity, is the fire in which they burnt the dross. You cannot escape. You cannot escape it. And of course that is blissful. That is delightful. Because you are nearing that absolute purity. So, we cannot see this kind of things in Bhagavan's life. Bhagavan is like a rocket. You can see 5 minutes before there was Vangatraman, 5 minutes after there was Ramana Maharshi. You don't see in Bhagavan's life a sadhaka seeking, doing this sadhana, weeping, attaining. These things we do not see in Bhagavan's life. But the mystery is, Bhagavan himself said about Shankaracharya, somebody asked. Shankaracharya has written verses where he tells Lord, Lord, my mind is wandering. I have no control over my senses. I have this desire, that desire. All these things Shankaracharya writes in verse form. So some devotee asked Bhagavan, Bhagavan, how could Shankaracharya write this? See, because these modern, peculiar kind of people are there. Research scholars. They do research in everything. And they do research in the works of saints. And they say these saints had all these experiences. So somebody took these verses to Bhagavan and said, Bhagavan, how could Shankaracharya write these verses? Bhagavan said, why not? Then did he pass through all these experiences in his life? Bhagavan said, not necessarily. They can take the state of any seeker, identify with him and write. It is not for them that they wrote. They wrote for you. They wrote for the seeker. Once they become one with the truth, they become one with everyone. That is why in Bhagavan's life you see absolute purity, but that purity includes all impurity. He can understand our impurity. He can be sympathetic with our imperfection. That perfection includes all imperfections. Either you can explain it by the rebirth theory that they have traveled through all lives, all kind of states in their past birth. Or you can explain it by saying that the moment they realize the truth, they are sarvajna. The Upanishad says, yas sarvajnaha, yas sarvavit, yasya jnanamayam tapaha, divye brahmapure hyesha vyomnyatma pratishthitaha, manomaya prana sharira neta, pratishthitonne hridayam sannidhaya, tad vijnanena paripashyanti dhiraha anandarupam amritam yadvibhati. Shruti says, the self is all knowing. That is what yesterday we told, Ishvara Sharira. In Yoga Sutra, Patanjali says, there is the seed of omniscience in everyone. In the jnani, that seed explodes perhaps. So if necessary, the Shankaracharya in Dakshinamurti Stotra says, a jnani need not be omniscient always, but if necessary, omniscience will manifest. All knowingness will manifest. Any knowledge, if necessary, it will come. Because knowledge is also a kind of dirt. That is why Shankaracharya put that word, if necessary. If it can help you, they will use knowledge. So that omniscience is there in a jnani. So he can take the bhava of any seeker and go through it. He need not necessarily take a body for that. So Bhagavan, for helping us, he knows that we cannot go to that state like him. Just one day, see, I am a very traditional person. So I don't know many of these modern words. Somebody told me, they have an ashram. They told me, we are having a workshop. And I was wondering, why is ashram should run a workshop? Perhaps to repair their car or scooter or motorbike. I could not understand why an ashram should have a workshop. Then only later on I came to know that they call the spiritual things are also as workshop. Actually, spirituality is a no workshop. There is no work. Bhagavan used to say, Pani ledu vadu. In Telugu, he used to express, we are people without any work. I said this because I heard that people imitate Bhagavan. That Bhagavan closing the room, keeping their body stretched, telling themselves that now death has come and the body dies. The body will be taken to cremation ground, will be burnt, and after 5 minutes, snoring. And Bhagavan got realization, we will get sleep. It is not lying down or imitating death, but that attention was razor sharp. And his power to go beyond the pull of the gravitational pull of the body was tremendous. So he very much knew that we cannot imitate him. So that compassion is God. So that Ishwaratva made him give us this tonic called Aksharamanamale. This Rasayanam. In Ayurveda, tonic is known as Rasayanam. This Rasayanam called Aksharamanamale. We see Bhagavan and we see our littleness. We see his perfection and we become conscious of our imperfection. And the way in between, we have to cover it with tears, with austerity, with tremendous alertness, with self-inquiry. Bhagavan has given us that weapon with which you can cut that difference. Where arukkar. The difference between you and him, you cut with a sword, with a brahmastra. And that brahmastra is Atma Vichara. Who am I? So, here Bhagavan expresses, he asks Arunachalam, you came with your sweet will and possessed me and pulled me here and kept me locked in your heart cave. And then in the next verse he asks, Arukkavane Andanai. Who asked you to enslave me? For whose sake did you claim and possess me? If you who ruled over me with concern were now to desert me with indifference, will not the entire world reproach thee? The entire world will tell in Manikyavachakam, in Tiruvachakam, he expresses the same kind of feelings. In one song he says, he is not like Bhagavan, because Bhagavan is Eka Bhakta. Arunachala, over, no other name. In Tiruvachakam, Manikavachari sings about Nadaraja, he sings about other, all Shiva temples he goes and sings. So in one song, there is a temple near Rameshwaram, and that place is Uttarakoshamankai. And that Lord, certain verses are offered there. In those verses, Manikyavachakar says, Lord, you have, now the world knows that I am a Shiva Bhakta. But I know that I am not perfect. I have not completely attained you. So I will move about freely in this world and display my imperfections. Display my weakness. Everything I will show to others. And when people ask me, whose devotee you are? I will tell them, I am a great devotee of Uttarakoshamangai. And your name will be tarnished. Everybody will keep their finger on their nose. Being a devotee of a Lord, he behaves like this. So that your name alone will get tarnished. So if you want to escape from that blame, make me one with you. Do not keep me away from you. If you want to escape, make me one with you. If I keep myself as a separate person, naturally weakness will be there. Imperfections will be there. All dross will be there. So if you want to prove to the world, show the glory of Arunachala to the world, make me one with you. So ippali tappu. Bhagavan says, this pai means blame. If you want to escape this blame, escape from this blame, you give me your grace. You bestow your grace. There is no other way. Yen ninaippithai? Why did you make me think about you? See, in Bhagavatam, these Gopikas use this same kind of tone to Krishna. There is one song in Bhagavatam, Bhramara Geetam, where they say, you should not believe these black people. Because Krishna is black. They say, these black people you should not believe. Because the moment you see that Krishna, he smiles at you and you forget the world. And will he stay with you permanently? He will not. He will leave you. Then you are in a complete pain, suffering. So this kind of emotion, bhava, sentiment, Bhagavan expresses in this song, Ippai tappunai yen ninaippithai, ini yaar viduvar Arunachala. Arunachala, escape from this infamy. Why did you make me remember you? Who will let you go henceforth? Now nobody will like to leave this experience, this joy. Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, in his gospel, there is one incident. One of his, the devotee who wrote Gospel of Ramakrishna, Master Mahashay, He comes the first day, and slowly after 2 days again he comes. Then again he comes. Then Ramakrishna says, these people used to catch peacocks. First they will give some opium to this peacock, that drug. The moment peacock consumes it, right at the same time the peacock will come next day. So Ramakrishna said, seeing this master Mahashay coming to him, devotees coming again and again, they have consumed the drug. Once it goes within, it is impossible to leave it. So Bhagavan said, who will leave you now? It is impossible to leave you. Who will let thee go? That I have seen it many times. See, people, they come to satsang, they come to Bhagavata Saptah, they come to lectures. They will be almost like this drug addicts. And they will have family problems. Their family people will not be liking this. There will be troubles. And they will say, from tomorrow onwards, I will not come. Lot of trouble in home. And next day you can see, correct, right at the time they will be there. If you ask, why did you come? We don't know. We could not resist. So, that spiritual attraction, that spiritual pull is irresistible. So Bhagavan here says, who will let you go henceforth, Arunachalam? Indridum, then Bhagavan comes back to mother. See, he feels so much motherliness in Arunachalam, the affection of mother in Arunachalam. This is the place where divine mother merged. Actually, in Arunachaleshwara temple history, they say there was no separate temple for Abhitakuchambal. Later on only that temple came. Formerly, that divine mother was one with Arunachala. There was no necessity for because Arunachala himself is Ammayappan. He is father and mother both. When saint Ramalinga Swamigal, he sings, my position is very difficult, Lord, he says. Because for a child, if the mother gets angry, he will run to his father. If his father beats him, he will run to his mother. But for me, there is only one. This side is father, that side is mother. Both is in a single person. Taditta or maganai tandai thayirn tadittal tandai udan anaippan. Tandai adittal thay anaippan. தாய் அடித்தால் பிடித்தொரு தந்தை அணைப்பனிங்கெனக்கு பேசிய தந்தையும் தாயும் பொடித்திருமேனி அம்பலத்தாடும் புனிதனி ஆதலால் என்னை அடித்தது போதும் அணைத்திடல் வேண்டும் அம்மையப்பா இனி ஆற்றேன். சோ பியூட்டிஃபுல். ஹீ கால்ஸ் லார்ட் யுவர் அம்மையப்பன், மீன்ஸ் யுவர் மதர் அண்ட் ஃபாதர். யூ ஹாவ் கிவன் மீ லாட் ஆஃப் பீட்டிங்ஸ், now stop it, it is enough, he says, it is enough, now please hug me, give me that great healing tonic of your grace. So here Bhagavan again comes back to mother principle. Yesterday we told, you know, Bhagavan after realization, when we say self, when we say consciousness, And certain people, to give example, they give the example of electricity, light, all those things for consciousness. But usually, for seekers, when these words come to our ears, it gives a kind of tone of a kind of inert energy, like electricity, like chemicals, or like some force in nature. But consciousness means God, Ishvara. Bhagavan in one place says, consciousness purged of all dross shines forth as God. This is there in talks. Somebody asks Bhagavan, what is God? Bhagavan says, consciousness purged of all dross, all limitations, when they are lifted, consciousness shines forth as God. And God means what? God means love, God means compassion, God means bliss. And the greatest manifestation of God is motherliness. Motherliness manifests in a woman for the protection of that infant for temporarily for a period. It is not that she is the mother. She, for that time, for those period, she becomes a mother. Actually, divine mother enters her. The motherhood of the Lord manifests through her. I had a vision of this once. I was staying in one place. One series of talk was going on in Malayalam. The place where I was staying, they were having some 2-3 cats in their house. Cat, one of their pet cat, it gave birth to kittens and it fell into a well and died. These small babies, mother cat was not there to feed, and the child in that house was very much worried how to make this kitten grow, how to feed them, because you cannot give them milk through some bottle, they are so small. And the mystery is, you know, another cat came and it identified with the mother of this babies, and milk was also coming. It was feeding those babies. And they also asked some doctor, what is this phenomenon known? Medical science, you know, they have a best way of covering wonders. That is by stamping, giving some name. If you give some name, you stop inquiry. And they said that is pseudo-pregnancy. They said that is pseudo-pregnancy. That means you think that you have explained. What does it mean? It means that the real mother is not the cat. The real mother is the compassion of nature. Nature means Ishvara, compassion of the Lord. And when it wants to protect a creature, it manifests in some form. That is why in our Purana we say, Lord manifested in a pillar, in an inert thing. If he wants to manifest, he can manifest anywhere. So, in Bhagavan also, he manifested. Arunachaleshwara manifested. That is why Paul Brenton said, when I saw Maharshi, I recognized that he was not a person. He was a pure channel for that white light of grace to descend, flow through. So that motherliness, that is our subject. Next song, Bhagavan says, ஈன்றிடும் அன்னையில் பெரிதருள் புரிவோய் இதுவோ உனதருள் அருணாச்சலாம். பகவான் சேஸ், அருணாச்சலா, யூ ஆர் மோர் கம்பேஷனேட் தேன் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் மதர். A mother who sacrifices so much to protect a child, you are more compassionate than a human mother. Indridum annair peridu arul purivoy, you are more gracious, more compassionate than a human mother. Iduvo unadu arul arunachala. Arunachala, is this your grace? That means I am suffering here, I am left alone, having given that inebriating elixir, now I am thirsty, I cannot drink anything else, I should get that only, so please do not leave me. Iduvo unadarul arunachala, you are more compassionate than mother arunachala. For Bhagavan, Arunachala was, we know, Bhagavan once said that I am your son, you are my father. When he came to Trivannamalai, he just embraced the lingam and said, Father, I have come obeying your call, and now you alone, your will alone prevails. So this were Bhagavan's words. Here Bhagavan says, you are more compassionate than any human mother. That means you are the real mother. So when a devotee, he comes out of the world. Mata nasti, pita nasti, nasti bandhuhu sahodaraha. Artham nasti, griham nasti, tasma jagrata jagrata. For a sannyasi, there is no mother, no father, but he finds mothers and fathers everywhere. That is why Shankaracharya, who left his home when he was only 8 years old, nobody has written so much devotional verses on Divine Mother. Because they know the value of mother. They know what motherhood is. And they found Divine Mother everywhere. When he was in Kashi, he sang Annapurna. When he went to Kashmir, he saw Sharada. When he came to Sringeri, he saw Sharada. When Kanchi, he saw Kamakshi. Wherever he went, Divine Mother manifested before him in various manifold forms. See, bhakti means, Bhagavan in one place said, recognition of the self is jnana and inundation of self is bhakti. Bhakti is not separate from jnana. Sadhana bhakti may be different. But in that siddhavastha, that parabhakti, where Bhagavan says, where there is no difference, abhinnast, abhinna bhava, you become one with the Lord. There, you find Lord everywhere in all forms. You can see that compassion. Bhagavan as a boy, he came. You know, Seshadri Swami, such a great sage. He was wandering around Arunachala like a mad person. Sometimes, you know what he will do? He will take a red sari and put it in his head. And he will say, I am Parvati and my child Subramanya is there. He used to identify himself with the Divine Mother Parvati, and he will say, Bhagavan is my child Subramanya. So that feeling of protection, perhaps he reflected only that motherliness of Arunachala, which was around, pervading everywhere. They are only like radio station or television channels. They can just reflect what is there. So many times he used to identify with the Divine Mother. And Bhagavan, was looked after with so much compassion by Arunachala. Eendridum ammayir peridarul. It is not an ordinary expression. He says, he knew Azhagammal. He knew Azhagammal's love. And he says, Arunachala is the fulfillment of Azhagammal. Because not a single Azhagammal, that Mudaliyar party was there, Echama was there, Kirei party was there, and many, many forms, in many, many forms, Arunachaleshwara appeared before Bhagavan and fondled him. You can see that in Bhagavan's life. If you have to, instead of seeing it like a history, if you just melt and become one with it, you will see what Bhagavan expresses in Aksharamanamalai is only what was demonstrated to him in his life. So, Eendridum Annayir Peridu Arul Purivoi. You are more compassionate, Arunachala, you are more compassionate than Eendridum Annai means human mother. The mother of this physical body. Peridarul Purivoi, Iduo Unadarul Arunachala. The grace of Ishwara as mother is different from human mother. See, human mother will say, if you feel hungry, she will cook food for you. She will, if you become sleepy, she will make you sleep. But the divine mother, Arunachala, if you feel hungry, he will make you beg. If you feel sleepy, he will ask you not to sleep. He will make you rapagalilla varu veli, sleepless. It is a little bit different. See, once Muruganar Swami, he left everything and came. Yesterday I told that incident where he had to go for begging, though there was no other way. He lost everything. He came, almost became a beggar. And his wife, Meenakshi Ammal, she used to come often to Bhagavan and tell Bhagavan, Bhagavan, why have you caught my husband? Enslaved my husband. Why don't you leave him to me? Bhagavan said, I have tried many times. What to do? I didn't ask him to come. He came of his own free will. And Bhagavan, actually he tried many times to make Muruganar go back, but he could not. Muruganar wrote some songs in that bridal bhava, which they, bridal mysticism or something which they said now. Muruganar also wrote to Bhagavan that you are the Lord, Ramana Mayavani. Bhagavan took those songs and made Meenakshi Amma by heart that. And Bhagavan asked her to sing before Muruganar. Instead of Ramana Mayavan, Bhagavan put the word Muruga Mayavan. Muruganar just he just stood up and went out. Then Bhagavan said, oh, you still feel that she is your wife. And Bhagavan said, so you have not left. He could neither go, nor was his stay in Thiruvannamalai comfortable. That is the position. And he could neither perform some acts in the world with precision. See, this is the peculiar state into which a seeker comes. And the whole world looks at him, they feel, is this spirituality? We cannot explain that state because they have to go through that state. Muruganar Swami, when he was in ashram, and somebody in ashram, they told, why don't you do puja in Matru Budeshwara? Now you see priests are appointed. In those days, somebody will do. and they have to do that bell ringing and do aarti. The difficulty with Muruganar is, if he starts doing aarti, this will stop. This bell will stop. If we start shaking the bell, this aarti will stop. He found it is very difficult. That simple thing of doing aarti with that mani is so difficult for him. He finds it as a great gymnastics, acrobatics. And one day, when he was with Bhagavan inside kitchen. See, when you are inside ashram, every place should remind you of Bhagavan's presence. See, the place where we sit now, these are the areas where he has walked. And the old kitchen, this side is a new kitchen, and through that area also Bhagavan has walked. And the old kitchen is the place where he has cooked. And the place where the photo is kept, there he has sat and taken food with the devotees. And he used to come often to the kitchen and cut vegetables. So sometimes devotees will also follow him. Actually, they followed him not for doing some service, but the thing is, they can be with him. Bhagavan will work with so much precision, perfection, and he will do that. Grinding that dosha maavu. So one devotee, he found Bhagavan's fingers were all in blisters. He said, "Bhagavan, why do you toil like this? I will work." Bhagavan didn't listen. Actually, many Swamis of Ramakrishna Math, they have told, in former days, they have seen Bhagavan in kitchen while he is working. So Bhagavan was doing this grinding work. One close devotee, he deliberately, with force, he took that from Bhagavan's hand and said, "Bhagavan, I will do it." Bhagavan just gave it and went near the stove and started cooking there. It was more burning. This devotee again deliberately took it from Bhagavan. You know Bhagavan, what he told him? "See, in those former days, I used to beg in the town and take bhiksha. So I was not I was feeling so free that I am not taking anything more from any person. I was not receiving anything free of cost. But here, he never considered ashram as his property. So he says, here they give me free food. So I feel like doing something here. Now you have taken my work. So give me your clothes. I will wash them." So this was Bhagavan's bhava, attitude. So one day Bhagavan came for cutting vegetables. This Muruganar also came with Bhagavan. He is one person who can either write poetry or can teach, but nothing else. So, but he also wanted to work with Bhagavan. He came to cut vegetables. Bhagavan was doing it so precisely. Muruganar, the moment he looks at Bhagavan, he will be lost. Just like Bhagavan, when he looks at Arunachala, he will be lost. So to Muruganar, the moment he looks at Bhagavan, Bhagavan jokingly used to say, "Vaayile ee chappa ee pona kuda theriyathu." He will be sitting there with his mouth open. Something will enter his mouth. Bhagavan is to remark. Just like that, he will be sitting there. So he came to kitchen and started cutting vegetables. Bhagavan was doing it so perfectly. While Muruganar, you know, he just took some vegetable, did a horrible work, all cacophony there, put some here, put some there, all, it was like a battleground. Bhagavan, after he was narrating some old stories, some stories when he was living in the hill, something he was doing, narrating. After a few minutes, Bhagavan kept his knife aside and looked at the place where Muruganar was sitting. Then said, "It looks just like you run your family life." Neer kuduthanam nadathina maadhiriye irukku. Then Muruganar is a very sentimental person. He became affected spiritually. He wrote a poem expressing that you pulled me, gave me this taste, and I have become useless to the world. Now you want me to go back and run a family life? You know how to run a family life very well. Why do you wander about in the street of Arunachala naked begging for food? Why don't you run a good, perfect family life? That is the song. Nakkaragi nayandu ramanare, pukku pichai pulambi thirivaden, takkavaruru thayyal udaviyar, chikkana kudivalke shaluthume. You know how to run a family with chikkana thikana solrathu. Not simply frugal. With thrift. A frugal or thrift or very controlled, orderly family life. So why don't you do that? Instead of that, you go on wandering this Arunachala, fully, almost fully naked, begging your food here and there. So it's just, see that bhava. He wrote that song and kept it. You cannot sing that song in front of Bhagavan. So, that is there in the collection of songs. So that state where they are brought to Trivannamalai. But, see, one day, Muruganar every day used to take food by begging. Bhagavan allowed him to suffer. Because Bhagavan knew that is compassion in a higher state. Human compassion is sentiment. That may be good, may not be good for you. Somebody asked Bhagavan, sometimes Lord is not answering our prayer. Then Bhagavan said, perhaps it is for your good that he is not answering your prayer. Sometimes when the Lord gives you trial, suffering, it is for your good. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord says, the devotee whom I love, I will see to it that he becomes a pauper. All his wealth is plundered. I will see to it that he is in the streets. See, in that Mahabali story, where Lord took away everything from that king. He appeared as a small brahmachari and said, I want only 3 feet earth. Then Mahabali said, this boy is too innocent to live in the world. Because he asks only for 3 feet land. That too measured by my small feet. Then that king said, you boy, you are not worthy to live in this world. How will you live in this world? See, I am a big emperor. When you come to me, you should ask for a lot of wealth or vast land, or you ask even a country from me, I will give it to you. Why do you ask for small piece of land? No, I want only 3 feet of land measured by my feet. Then this person succumbed. He gave, suddenly that colossal form appeared and measured whatever the king held as his own with 2 feet. And there is no place for the 3rd feet. Then Lord asked, you said I will give you 3 feet. Now I have taken everything from you with 2 feet. Where is the 3rd feet? The 2 feet is I and mine. The 3rd feet is the I. Bhagavan, when Paul Brinton asked Bhagavan, should I not sacrifice all my possessions? Then Bhagavan said, the possessor too. Possessions you hold as yours. So when this king gave everything to Lord, then Lord said, where is the place for my 3rd feet? Then Mahabali said, Lord, you are my master. You are my guru. Because all worldly people who love us, who are affectionate to us, they will do good to us by giving something. But by giving, you can never make a person complete. You only know the art of making a person perfect whole by removing whatever accretions are there around him. He took away everything from me, and now I find that I am absolutely free. I don't need these things. Now, you want the 3rd place where your feet is not? Keep it in my head.